Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Area Relay for Life team Prairie Power leader Bob Freeman.
I was looking at the Relay for Life website today, and they show the ranking so far with who has been fundraising for the Washington Relay for Life event, and I see Prairie Power is at the top. Prairie Power is just head and shoulders above everybody else with $19,376. The next one below that is only $2,500. So that's quite a big jump there. And I wonder, how is it that the group has raised all this money?
Well, to start out with, we're a group of 19 members, and we probably have another 20 or 25 people that help us out during the year. Our ages run from 73 years old to 6 years old. Our culture of fundraising is that we work year-round at raising money for the American Cancer Society. We aren't a one-month or two-month team. We're a year-round one. We do bake sales. We do Impact Night at Pizza Ranch. With the other teams, we did Festival of Trees. We're doing a car show, and we have a luminary event in Wellman that we do. But our big day is coming up this Saturday at the Relay for Life in Washington County on the square in Washington. We will continue to fundraise that day. We are auctioning off 6 Yeti items. We have 4 tumblers. We have a cooler bag or a Hopper 2 30-quart, and we have a Tundra 45-quart cooler that we'll be auctioning off. We'll also have a 50-50 auction, and we'll also be running our food booth. So we have a lot going on.
Talking more about the team, how long has Prairie Power been in existence?
This is our third year that we've been a team.
In such a short amount of time, it seems as though the group has really expanded and become what seems like such a successful group. How did this, you know, become such a big thing for Wellman?
I think we have 6 or 8 people that have really been touched on our team by cancer, and it's their way of fighting back.
You know, there were some stories earlier this year about how you had been planning on doing this thing that involved like a car on ice and wagering when the ice was going to melt. No pun intended, but it fell through. How did you manage to kind of overcome that obstacle?
One of our members ran a bake sale the second Saturday of each month from October through May. What she made by doing those bake sales more than made up for, and we didn't really lose anything because we hadn't done the car on the ice before. You know, I've had people say they'll buy tickets if the weather's so nice that we can't do it again this year because we had a really mild winter, and I think everybody liked that. So we may have a lot of people pulling against us being able to do that fundraiser. We got so much publicity for not doing the event, I can't imagine what's going to happen if we do the event.
What have you gotten back in regards to being a part of this group and being a part of Relay for Life?
I made a promise to our daughter. 3 years ago, we lost a daughter to cancer. And I made a promise to her that I would do whatever I could to raise money for the American Cancer Society. I've involved myself with a lot of other people on our team who feel the same way. They want to fight back. We want to do something, and we think we can make a difference. And raising money is how we try to make a difference. You know, the friendships that we've built have been unbelievable. You know, we get asked lots of questions. If somebody's got diagnosed with cancer and they don't know where to go or what to do, they call us, and we can give them some information and help them out with getting a hold of the American Cancer Society. So we're a team of more than just raising money. We're also a team. We have awareness events. But we're just, when the word cancer comes up, Team Prairie Power is one of the teams they think of and call us for help.
Is there a goal amount that the team is hoping to raise after this Saturday?
Yes, we have a goal. We didn't obtain that goal last year. And the goal is $25,000. And I think we really have an effort to get to that, when for us, Relay for Life is not the end of our year. End of our year is August 31st. So we'll be raising money all the way to the end.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Prairie Power Relay for Life team leader Bob Freeman. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.